Ella, Ed, Mommy and Auntie Roseanne are going out to play bingo, and Becky and Darlene will be looking after you. Now, Darlene, you remember what to do if the baby starts spitting up.
Yeah, I'll give him to Becky.
Oh, I'm making a horrible mistake.
Crystal will be fine.
Okay, now, I left two bottles in the fridge.
I know, and we heat them first.
And don't heat them up in the microwave, because I heard it's dangerous for the baby.
Only if the baby's still hanging on to it.
And be careful of his soft spot. He's got a soft spot right here.
Yeah, so we better not find anything stuck in that head that's not supposed to be there when we get back.
Don't worry.
Darlene, you help your sister, or else she's going to keep all the money.
Okay, I feed.
You wipe.
Okay, now you got the numbers to the bingo hall and the doctor service.
Yeah.
You call if you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay, bye, honey. We won't be gone too long. Everything's going to be all right.
Come on, Crystal. Don't you think it's time you cut the cord already?
Well, it's important to talk to your children, Roseanne. They are people, you know.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
B-11.
Oh, man. Are you sure we're old enough to get in here?
Yeah, this looks like where people go when they can't play shuffleboard no more.
Yeah. Now you just wait. Bingo can be real exciting.
N-34.
You're messing with us, right? They got naked male strippers behind the door.
Oh, come on, Roseanne.
Let's give it a chance.
Thank you.
Maybe they got cake.
It so happens, I know a woman who won $75 here the other night.
Oh, really? Well, did she retire or keep going to work every day just like nothing happened?
G-50.
Boy, I bet this guy does a mean I-22.
Okay, what's the deal?
Cards are $2 a piece, 6 cards minimum.
You're kidding me. $12? What a racket.
Man, please, they know me here.
Oh, sorry, sister. We could have gotten a movie for $5.
Well, it's for charity. The money goes to needy families.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess we get reimbursed.
New game. Straight bingo. $35 jackpot. I-17.
Excuse me, that's too close.
Too close to what?
My area, don't you see? I'm all set up here.
Sorry. What's this for? Ah!
Don't you touch this. Don't touch anything of mine. You'll jinx me.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I won $200 over at the Methodist place last Friday, so shut up.
I-17.
Bingo!
I hate new people.
I hear you.
B5.
Oh, darn.
Oh, well, you know what your problem is? You only got $2,000 worth of cards there. I think you need more, don't you?
I think maybe you need to go find another seat, don't you?
I can't. I think I'm falling in love with you.
N32. N32.
Coffee.
Oh, Crystal, you woke me up.
Oh, God, I'm so bored. You know, I think I'm starting to miss my husband.
Hey, I vote we don't let Crystal pick what we do on our nights out anymore.
Well, I'm sorry you're all having such a terrible time.
Oh, Crystal, it's really not that bad.
Oh, yeah, we're just whining and moaning to keep from passing out.
B14.
You know, Roseanne, if you're not enjoying yourself, you're free to go whenever you like.
No, I can't. You're my ride.
You never complain when Bonnie or Anne-Marie pick what we do on our nights out, but when it's my turn, you jump all over me. I'm getting a brownie.
Whoa, what's with her?
Apparently your friends don't like you very much either.
I'm telling you, there's something wrong. Well, change his diaper again.
I just changed it.
Well, maybe you did it wrong. Maybe you gave him a little baby wedgie.
That's not it. Does his color look right to you?
I don't know. What color was he when he got here?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to calm him down.
Well, does this calm you down, you moron?
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Becky. What would you like me to do?
I don't know. I'm gonna call Crystal.
Oh, grow up.
What's going on?
The baby won't stop crying, and he cheesed my shirt.
We tried everything.
Just relax.
I've been changing him like 100 times.
Uh-huh.
And he can't be hungry because I feed him like every 15 minutes.
Well, now you know why you had to change him so much.
I'm not sure. I mean, he might be a little warm. You think we should take him to the hospital?
Let's let the old doctor take a look here. You cutting a tooth there, little lad? Yeah, he's teething, that's all. DJ, see if there's any frozen waffles in the freezer.
Crystal's listening to anything about frozen waffles.
That's because she doesn't know the secret. There we go. Chew on this for a while, little lad. Yeah, it's gonna make those gums feel better.
He's slobbering.
Well, that's why he's a waffle. It's got all those built-in drool cups. You don't need a bib.
Can't watch this.
You don't listen to them, little lad. You go ahead and dribble. You're a Connor man.
N39.
Got it. Got it. Got it.
Ooh. O75.
75. Yep. Now we're cooking, now we're moving, now we're really good.
I don't suppose we could do this in silence.
Oh, great spirit of bingo. I've given you my firstborn child, now you must give me my number.
N44. N44.
Roseanne. Pull back, baby.
Oh, I'm just having some fun with Andorra here.
Give me that.
I cannot believe the phone at your house is still busy, Roseanne.
Oh, Crystal, don't worry. Everything's fine. Either the girls are on the phone with their friends or, you know, they're holding for 911.
I don't find that funny.
Oh, lighten up, Crystal. He's fine.
He's 9 months old, Roseanne. I worry about him. That's what good mothers do.
If you're such a good mother, then why'd you leave him with my kids?
B10. B10.
Roseanne, you've been marking my cards?
I thought, Anne-Marie was doing it.
She asked you to do it.
Oh, well, did you get anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the board.
B14.
You know, I only ask you to do
bingo! One. I got bingo! I got bingo! Yes, 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 yes.
All right,
yes.
Everyone, hold your cards until we verify the bingo.
Where are you going?
I'm changing my seat.
No way! I think you're good luck for me. I'm going to come with you.
No, get away from me! I can't stand you.
We have a bingo.
Right.
Here's your voucher.
All right.
You collect your money on the way out. The cashier's at the door.
Great. $50. Happy bingo dance.
Okay, I'm beat. I'm leaving.
Me too.
No!
Roseanne, I don't want to play anymore.
Well, you don't have to play no more. You could just sit here and watch me win.
Bye, Rose.
Well, Crystal will stay with me then. Where is she?
I don't know. Maybe she went to the bathroom again.
Her purse and coat are gone.
Well, I didn't see her leave.
Well, she's my ride. Why would she leave me?
Maybe that's just her little way of ditching you.
Oh, great. Now I gotta quit and go find out what the hell's the matter with her. Which one of you is gonna give me a ride?
You take her.
I don't want to take her.
Well, me neither.
Well, she's on your ride.
She won $50. She can take a cab.
Hey, Crystal. Where's Roseanne?
Still bingo. Oh, hi, little Ed. Did you miss me, honey? Did you eat? Did you take a little nap?
Good to see he isn't talking to you either. I thought he was snubbing me.
Where's Becky and Darlene? I'm supposed to pay him.
Well, pay DJ. He fed little Ed. He played with him. He even gave him his old bear.
Well, that's wonderful, DJ. Well, here's $5 for being such a responsible young man.
All right.
Yeah. Go show your sisters. Make sure you rub that in real good. How come you didn't bring Roseanne home with you?
I left early.
How's she gonna get home?
I don't care.
Don't tell me you two had a fight.
Okay, Dan, I won't. That way you don't have to know anything, so you don't have to do anything about it. Just like your father.
So was it tequila night down at St. Benedict's?
Why'd you leave me down there?
Well, you were in your glory, Roseanne. I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, cut the crap, Crystal. So what's your problem?
Forget it.
Geez, I was having a great time down there, and I left the bingo.
Oh, and how about that? And I thought playing bingo was just another one of Crystal's stupid ideas.
Well, after I won $50, it got funner.
$50, Roseanne? So, are you going to retire or are you going to go to your job tomorrow like nothing happened?
I was just teasing. Jeez, that's the way we are.
It's the way you are. Always have been. Ever since high school. Everything I do is stupid. Everything I say is stupid. Even the way I've raised my kids is stupid.
Oh, you're way over-exaggerating now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When you're not telling me how stupid I am, you're criticizing me or making fun of me. And when you're not doing that, you're just ignoring me.
I do not ignore you.
How long did it take before you'd realize that I'd left the bingo parlor?
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, okay?
Oh, fine. One, I'm sorry. And that's supposed to make up for 20 years.
What was that?
Crystal's mad.
I've never seen her like that, ever. She even yelled at me and I was being adorable. You really must have done something to tick her off.
I swear I didn't do anything.
Come on, Roseanne, what'd you do?
Dan, I did not treat her any different than I always do.
Well, you better go apologize then.
Well, hey, if she had some complaint against the way I've been treating her for all these years, then how come she waits till now to say something, you know what I mean? How come she never came to me before? I'm easy to talk to. I listen. Okay, I'll call her tomorrow and apologize.
Atta girl. How was bingo?
Oh, man, it was incredible. It was such a rush.
Yeah? Yeah. Did you win?
No.
Well, if Crystal's not returning your calls, then you should go see her.
No, why should I? Hey, Louise.
Because you're upset.
No, I'm not upset. She's the one that's upset. You know, I've been a very good friend to Crystal. You know, ever since the 8th grade, I've been with her through 4 husbands. Hey, Peg.
Go, Ro.
You know, and when she decides she's going to marry Dan's dad, I put the entire wedding together, did I not, huh? Hey, Lloyd.
How do you know these people?
Oh, you know, I've been kind of playing the church circuit here. But this here is the best game here. It's got the big pots, you know, and the numbers come fast. You stick close to me, because things could get hairy.
Hairy? This is the game where you put the bean on the card, right?
Hey!
Arnie, what are you doing here?
I'm going to be the caller.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, no. See, there's a lot of money in this bingo thing, right? But the problem is all the callers are, like, boring. So I'm going to make it fun. And then people are going to start requesting me. And then I'm going to become like a celebrity, right? And then I'll become Mr. Bingo. And then I'll open up my own Indian reservation and make a hell of a lot of money. What do you think about that?
Well, let's start with you're not an Indian.
I'll convert.
Mr. Thomas, I just want to thank you for volunteering to do this.
Anything I can do for the community, Padre. Listen, I got a problem. I saw the sign outside and it only says bingo. How are people going to know I'm here?
That man saw you naked.
Shut up.
You think you spend enough money on bingo cards?
I did not come to lose.
You are getting very weird here, Roseanne.
I am not.
What's with all the lighters?
They're just sort of, you know, for luck.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, everybody does it. You know, it's just for fun. It doesn't mean nothing. It's not like I need them or anything. You can take one if you want. Not the yellow one!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bingo Night here at the fabulous St. Benny's. I'm your host and caller for the evening, Arnie Thomas, reminding you that even though you're in the presence of the Savior, do not save your money because it all goes to charity. But seriously, folks,
just
you know
call
what?
Call the numbers.
Coming right up. But before I call out this number, are there any honeymooners in the crowd tonight? You know, being here at Bingo does remind me of a very funny story. Okay, all right. Okay. I-27!
I-27! Hell, I only got that on 3 cards.
Hey, wouldn't it be really funny if we both yelled out Bingo right now?
Oh, that would be so beyond dumb, Jackie. Come on, Arnie.
B6. B6.
Yeah, that's good.
You are scary.
I'm trying to concentrate.
You're obsessed.
Get out of here.
O-70. O-70. Just kidding. It's actually I-17. That's a little bit of bingo humor from Arnie.
Like this before, Roseanne. You're addicted.
Oh, please!
No, I'm serious. You've spent the last, like, 5 nights at Bingo.
So?
So, when you started smoking again, you're up to 2 packs a day in a week. Now you're spending all your time here. It's the same thing.
Oh, get out of here. It is not. It's just about having fun, okay?
You're hooked. Admit it.
Bingo is fun.
No, it's not.
Ow.
Okay, that was fun.
Come in.
Hey.
Hello, Roseanne.
Hello, little one. Hello. Look at what you left over at my house the other day.
Oh, that's real nice of you, Roseanne. Thanks for dropping that by.
Well, you know, I didn't want it to look like I just came over to apologize, you know. I mean, I could have brought your blender back, but it's broken.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I didn't call you back all this time.
Yeah, well, let's not do this anymore, okay, Crystal? I mean, we've been friends for too long.
Yes, we have.
Okay, and I was thinking about what you said and everything. And you're right, I do make fun of you too much, so I'm not going to do it anymore, I promise.
Of course you will.
No, I'm not going to, I promise.
Roseanne, I'm pregnant again.
Is this a test? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's why I got so crazy on you. My hormones sort of have a mouth of their own.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Because you were being a big, stupid jerk.
I guess that's your hormones talking again, huh?
I can't believe it, Roseanne. We were using birth control, and I wasn't getting my time of the month since I've been nursing and all of a sudden I started getting symptoms. And... why'd this happen to me, Roseanne?
Oh, Crystal.
I got a 9-month-old baby and a husband who's never home and a teenage son who's real hard to love a lot of the time. And look at this place. How am I going to deal with another baby?
Well, maybe this one will be the girl you always wanted.
Maybe. I just wish Ed was around to help a little more.
Yeah, well, I think Ed's done enough. You know, me and Dan are here for you, Crystal. And so is Becky, and so is Darlene. Even though they don't kind of know it yet. But, I mean, even DJ can help out, you know. Everything will be fine, Crystal. You'll see.
Thank you, Roseanne. Oh. Want some decaf?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Little shut up.
You know, I did finally try to call you back last night.
Oh, yeah, I was out playing bingo.
Again?
Yeah. I've been playing it most every night, you know. But, this Saturday, that's a big game, and then that's it for me. I'm quitting on Sunday. Monday for sure.
Down came the rain and washed the spider off. Up come the sun. Yo.
Where's Roseanne?
One guess.
Oh, God, you're kidding. We were supposed to go to a movie.
It was the weirdest thing. We're sitting there watching television, and this commercial for the cereal came on, and the guy started talking about all the vitamins it had. He started talking about B1, B6, B12. I turned around, and she was gone.
Dan, we have a problem. People who get addicted to this type of stuff, they change. They become completely different people.
N38.
Okay,
folks.